Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's been really interesting because everybody's always trying to figure out, especially at the top of the draft, what the other teams are doing. When I've had conversations here with executives for other teams who know Adam Peters well, know the situation well, the most popular answer for what they do at number two is J.J. McCarthy.
That's Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network from earlier today giving his thoughts on what he's been hearing about the Commanders and the decision that they will make with that number two overall pick. We've been reacting to it all show long, top of the 8 o'clock hour here in our nation's capital. It's the Youngest in Charge movement, Liddell Willingham, here with you on this Monday night edition of Overtime. Coming up in about a half hour or so, our pal Chris Russell, the Rooster, the host of the Chris Russell Show, weekdays 1 to 4 over on our sister station, the Team 980. He is set to join the program, and we'll ask him about all the sound bites that have come out of the owners' meetings in Orlando at the NFL's owners' meetings. And it has been a lot to digest, a lot to try and stomach. But the one thing that I will continue to say, and phone lines are open on this, 1-800-636-1067 is the number. No matter who the Washington Commanders decide to take, I don't care who they take, I just want it to work. If it's J.J. McCarthy, if it's Jaden Daniels, if it's Caleb Williams, if it's Drake May, if it's Penix, the future of Adam Peters, Dan Quinn and company, and this new regime here in Washington, it should be directly tied to the success of the young quarterback that they decide to take. This is the biggest decision that has been made by this franchise since I've been born, maybe. Who are we going to pick? Who are we going to pick to usher this new era of Washington Commanders football in? The past 18 months have been an absolute whirlwind being a Commanders fan. The sale of the team, Ron Rivera getting fired, getting sold the bill of goods that Sam Howell was going to be our future quarterback. He fell flat on his face. Then we heard it was Ben Johnson all offseason long. Then it ends up being Dan Quinn. Some of you were upset about that. The emotional high that we got to feel after hiring Adam Peters, the most sought-after talent evaluator on the market. It's been a lot. It's been a lot to stomach. It's been a lot to digest. But at the end of the day, we're at the mercy of the evaluator and the decision that they're going to make. So I don't care if it's McCarthy, Penix, May. I'm going to be on board with it. The guy's just got to work out. The one thing that I do continue to be frustrated with, and the one thing that makes me scratch my head, I don't like the current plan at quarterback. I don't like the way the current quarterback room is set up. I would love to have still had Jacoby Brissett on the roster, or to have a Gardner Minshew or a Tyrod Taylor. Instead, if it is McCarthy, if it is May, and they're not ready, you could be seeing Marcus Mariota trotting out there week one, and nobody wants to see that. Let's go to Sean in Winchester who wants to tap in on J.J. McCarthy. What's going on, Sean?
What's going on, man?
How you doing?
Yeah, good, man. No, like I said, the back and forth, we'll all figure it out once it's done, but how come that J.J. McCarthy all of a sudden turned into this Peyton Manning-esque, before that, everyone kind of knew where he was going to be in the draft. And then, the last week, all of a sudden, they didn't say anything that he did something at the combine. You know, all of a sudden, his arms, that he's got a laser for an arm or something. So I just don't know what the big thing is with him. And then second, I just want to know, with the Sam Howell, why did we get rid of him so quick?
Sean, I appreciate the call as always, my man. The one thing, as I've been saying all show, the meteoric rise of J.J. McCarthy throughout this pre-draft process, I don't remember anything in recent memory like it, especially him leapfrogging certain prospects throughout the process. You, and I'm going to repeat myself here again. You just can't get me to cut on tape and think that he's better than Jaden McDaniels or Michael Penix or even the best of Drake May, for that matter. It's just too difficult of a skill set and a talent to try to evaluate here to me. It's so hard and so difficult to determine whether or not any of these quarterbacks are going to translate to the next level. But then you talk about the quarterback that's been the most insulated, it becomes even more difficult for me. Every time Adam Peters has opened his mouth this offseason, I've given him a ton of credit. I love every time he speaks, he's definitive, and he doesn't let you know too much, but he also tells you exactly what he's thinking. Here is Adam Peters earlier today on where Washington is in the process of making a decision on that number two overall pick.
It doesn't sound like a long time, but you get a lot of information in that month, and there's still some of the guys we haven't seen still in person. So we'll go out and do that next week, see a couple more quarterbacks, and then we'll do visits with them. We'll do Zoom calls. We'll do a lot of different things. So we're far from our answer.
When you were with the Niners, you were parts of big trades up and big trades back.
Yeah.
When you look at that number two overall pick, how do you balance the player you can get there versus the haul you could get for it if you're trying to build through the draft?
Yeah, it's a big decision, obviously, but I think just like anything we do, it's about what's best for us, right? So if the best thing for us is to stand pat, then we'll stand pat. But you're always going to listen to all the different possibilities, trading up, trading back, no matter where you're at, pick, 36, 40, 67, 70, 800. So you're always going to look, okay, what are the best things for us? Weigh all the different possibilities and make the best decision you think for us at the time.
What Adam Peters said there at the end, and he said it a couple of times throughout that soundbite, he is going to do what is absolutely best for the Washington Commanders. And that's all I feel like that we can ask for as fans. That's it. Trust what this guy has to offer. Because think about the feelings that we had when he was initially hired. I felt like it was the Super Bowl again. It was winning the offseason in a different way. To think that he wanted to come here, a guy that was the most highly coveted talent evaluator on the market. We got him here. Now we got to trust him. But as I said earlier, I trust Adam Peters. I trust anybody in this world to an extent. To an extent. Adam Peters has had a tremendous track record building the San Francisco 49ers through the draft. Late round hits at linebacker, late round hits at tight end, late round hits at safety. All of those picks are fine and dandy. All of those picks help build out the resume that got Adam Peters this job. But at the end of the day, and I'm not saying that this inability to pick a quarterback, I'm not saying it's going to be the undoing of Adam Peters, but it means a hell of a lot to me. It's one thing to be able to hit on linebackers and things of that nature. He hasn't hit on quarterback yet. And you can give him credit for Brock Purdy, but if you listen to folks in San Francisco, Brian Greasy had a lot to do with Brock Purdy, which is why they waited as long as they did to give him a chance. He was a part of the trade-up for Trey Lance. He drafted Paxton Lynch. So, while I trust him, he ain't flawless. He ain't perfect. And I fully believe that his job security should be tied to the success of this young quarterback. That's just how I feel at this point in time. One thing I do love that AP said, they're going to do what's best for the organization. He said that, and he also says they're far away from making a decision. They're going to leave no stone unturned in this process, which is why if they do select J.J. McCarthy, yeah, I'll scratch my head and I won't understand it, but I'll trust it because I know they've taking the proper necessary steps. They've vetted everyone they possibly could. And whoever they pick is the guy that, everyone loves in the building. It's not outside interference. There's not an owner dictating who gets selected. This is different, which is why I'm blindly trusting these guys. But at the end of the day, no matter what report you hear from Tom Pelissero, no matter what you hear from Schefter of ESPN or anybody, I still truly feel like no one has a real gauge on what Josh Harris, Adam Peters, and the Washington Commanders are actually doing. And I think that's a good thing. I think that is what's best for this organization. I think that's what's best for this fan base. And ultimately, it's going to be what's best for the Washington Commanders because they can make their decision, let the football people do football things, and everything else is going to work itself out. You got to have faith here. So I brought up Job earlier when it comes to us Washington Commanders fans. You got to have faith. Blind faith, I might add, but you got to have faith here. Whatever they decide to do, I'm going to trust it. Some cats have mentioned the idea of potentially drafting two quarterbacks in this draft class. If they do that, guess what? I'm on board with it. 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor Lister lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. We'll read a couple of tweets here. A guy, Todd Hungerford, tweets at me and says, shouldn't overlook McCarthy. Can't hold Coach Harbaugh's commitment to that offense style against him. All of the QBs out there had the same goal in the beginning. Maybe the others would beat him if they had the chance on the field. I get you. I get you. Eric Howard tweets at me and says, looking at the tape, this is no contest that McCarthy is not it. Also, if you don't take a QB at 2, trade with Minnesota for 11 and lots of picks and get Penix and extra draft picks. I'm going to discuss that scenario in a little bit more detail when we come back. On the other side of this break, we'll get into another Adam Peters cut from earlier today at the NFL owners meeting. We'll also look at the potential of Washington trading back. But before we do that, as I mentioned, Adam Peters out in Orlando at the owners meetings saying a lot. He had this to say about Jonathan Allen. We'll let you hear from AP on John Allen next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Still rocking and rolling here on this Monday night edition of Overtime. It's the Youngest in Charge movement. Linnell Willingham taking it up to 10 o'clock before we dish things over to CBS Sports Radio. Programming note, in about 10 or 12 minutes, we'll be joined by the Rooster, Chris Russell, the host of the Chris Russell Show weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. over on the Team 980. We'll get his thoughts on all things burgundy and gold. We'll talk to him about Shohei Ohtani. We'll talk to him about the high drop tackle being outlawed. All that and more coming up with Chris Russell, the Rooster, set to join us at about 8:30. Right now, though, I want to like we're out in Orlando at the owners' meetings, huh? I want to go back out to Orlando at the owners' meetings. Adam Peters talked to a scrum of local reporters and had a lot to say. He talked about quarterback, talked about how far the team is from making a decision. But the most important thing, or the most interesting thing, I would say, that Adam Peters had to say this afternoon had to do with the future of defensive tackle Jonathan Allen. Take a listen.
Well, we're recalibrating. So we're not rebuilding. No, we've had some great talks with Jonathan and can't wait to work with him. He's awesome. He's a great, great young man, and he's a great player. And so really excited to work with him. So we are not interested in trading him.
You heard it from the horse's mouth. Adam Peters says the Washington Commanders not interested in trading defensive tackle Jonathan Allen. And I'm interested in that. That's the best way I guess I can put it. And here is where I'm coming from with this. Jonathan Allen, I understand, has been a pretty loyal player to the Washington Commanders. Jonathan Allen has been a damn good player for the Washington Commanders, and it's gotten better each and every year. He's a guy that really, I feel like, represents everything it means to be a Commander. But the comments that he made at season's end, right here on this radio program, or here on this radio station, excuse me, with the Sports Junkies, about him potentially seeking a trade because he wants to win. I understand he was hot under the collar. He's an emotional NFL player, and he probably didn't mean what he said by that. But here's the thing. Put the Junkies' comments to the side for a second. Just from a holistic team-building standpoint, Adam Peters has the opportunity to undo the mistakes of his predecessor. Adam Peters has the opportunity to right the wrongs of the previous regime. In 2024, I got to pull it up right here on sporttrack.com. You can look it up as well. On sporttrack.com, it has Daron Payne with the fourth highest defensive tackle cap hit in 2024 at $21.6 million. And then in fifth place with the fifth highest defensive tackle cap hit is Jonathan Allen at $21.4 million. I've said it from Jump Street when it came to the decision that Ron and company ultimately made. It made no sense to sign Daron Payne to a long-term extension based on how recent you had extended Jonathan Allen. Washington is the only player, or the only team, excuse me, in the National Football League that has two of the top 10 defensive tackle salary cap hits on one roster. That's not good team building. That's not good allocation of resources, if you would ask me. So while I don't believe Adam Peters for one second when he says they're not interested in trading John Allen, you cannot be interested in trading John Allen, but if someone picks up the phone and offers you a late first-round pick for the services of Jonathan Allen, you better pick up the phone and make the damn deal. You have so many other holes across this roster outside of defensive tackle that if you can plug another one by getting rid of Jonathan Allen, why not do it? Why not do it? Think about what else you lack on this football team. To be paying two guys top five money at the position is ludicrous. Ludicrous. Especially at the defensive tackle spot. I can see if it was defensive end, right? I can see if it was edge rusher, who, in my opinion, is a more impactful position on that side of the football. But to be paying two defensive tackles, I just can't get with paying both of these guys top five money. So while I love everything Adam Peters and company have done this offseason, there are a couple of moves and a couple of statements that have really rubbed your boy the wrong way. One of them being the Marcus Mariota thing, having him be your bridge quarterback when you could have paid $2 more million to have Gardner Minshew or Jacoby Brissett, or you could have paid less money to bring in a Tyrod Taylor. I don't understand that decision. I also don't understand what Adam Peters just said about Jonathan Allen. He can be a great player. You can love him. He can mean whatever. If they get a low-end first-round pick in exchange for Jonathan Allen and they turn down the deal, I'm going to be upset. I just am, because as I continue to say, this isn't a good allocation of resources. It's just not, especially when you look at all of the other glaring holes across Washington's roster. It's just simple. You do not pay two defensive tackles on the same team, top five money. Why do you think the New York Giants got rid of Leonard Williams? Huh? Why do you think the Giants got rid of Leonard Williams? Because they were going to have to pay him. And they're already paying Sexy Dexy, Dexter Lawrence. Like I said, love what Adam Peters and company have done. But some of these moves here, I'm going to scratch my head at. I'm going to question. I'm going to challenge. Does it mean I don't believe in the regime? Does it mean that I think Adam Peters is not good at his job? You're just going to have to prove it to me on some of these decisions. And like I said when we first played the audio, I get what the decision is. I do. You want to keep your team together. You want to keep the roster as good as possible. I understand how good John Allen is. But if you get a low-end first-round pick, I think it's a very simple decision. And I know Adam Peters could be lying. I know he could very well be on the phone right now taking calls on John Allen. I understand that wholeheartedly. Hope that's the case. Because if it's not, and they're okay with going into the season with both him and Daron Payne, okay. Better end up filling every hole you have this offseason. Take a quick timeout when we come back. First guest of the program set to join us here tonight, Chris Russell, the host of the Chris Russell Show, weekdays 1 to 4 over on the Team 980. The Rooster will join us and talk all things NFL, including the comments that came out from Adam Peters this morning at the NFL's owners' meetings. That's next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, yeah. It's about to get spicy here on this Monday night edition of Overtime. It tapped in to the youngest in charge movement. Linnell Willingham will take you up to 10 o'clock, final hour and a half left to go in the program. And I figured I'd bring out the big guns here for the final hour and a half. I think we'll get him for a segment or two. Our pal, the Rooster, Chris Russell, the host of the Chris Russell Show, weekdays 1 to 4 over on our sister station, the Team 980, set to join us right now. If he's actually awake, it's hard to get the cockle doodle doo man available after hours.
I haven't fallen asleep yet. I might be an old bastard. I'm not that old.
What's going on, Rooster? How you doing, my man?
How are you, pal?
I'm good, man. I'm hot under the collar. Is
shocking.
It's how you traditionally describe me, but I'll be honest with you. I started off the top of the program, Rooster. I had the the organ going. I had the church chords playing.
I heard.
I was on one earlier, but it's all for good reason, Chris Russell.
Wait a second. How was earlier any different than, I don't know, 5 minutes ago when you were just crucifying Adam Peters?
It's not crucifying him. You know how I feel about this. I'm okay with whatever they do. I just want it to work.
You're at the mercy of the evaluator, except when it comes to paying Jonathan Allen keeping Jonathan Allen.
Yeah,
I guess you're at the mercy, but you just don't like it.
Exactly. And I'm okay with it, but I don't like it.
Right.
There's so many different ways I can go here with you, and I want to touch on everything with you, Rooster.
Yep. I promise I'll stop cutting you off.
Can we start? No, you're good, man. Can we start with the Tom Pelissero report? Because I feel like we've talked about this on your program during Winbag Wednesdays for the last month or so. The possibility of Washington taking Lord knows who with that number two overall pick. It feels like here within the last month, J.J. McCarthy is having this meteoric rise, one that I haven't seen in recent memory. If Washington does pull the trigger on J.J. McCarthy, what will be your reaction and what should be the reaction of this fan base?
Well, I got to be honest with you. I would be disappointed just from the standpoint of the production and the free run or free reign of the offense just wasn't there at Michigan, but it also wasn't needed as much as it is and was at North Carolina, maybe at LSU where they had horrible defense and they needed to score 40 points a game, or at USC with your guy, Caleb Williams, and so, you know, and as we see with many quarterbacks. I caution everything with J.J. McCarthy saying, I mean, I think he's got a really strong arm. Really strong might be a stretch. I think he's got a strong arm. I think he's accurate. I think he's athletic. I think he still needs development. I can't figure out, other than they didn't need him to, why they always had the diapers on him. And that's the problem that you have when you forecast, right? Like, if you think about it from this standpoint now, and you know this, like, you look at Drake May and you see a lot of bad tape. You see a lot of bad tape. If you're watching the tape that I watch, you know, Clemson, at NC State, against Virginia, other game, you see some bad tape. Now you see some really good tape. But you see the traits that people are enamored with in terms of projecting to the NFL. But you see a mishmash on tape, right? Mm-hmm. You don't see as much of that, certainly, with J.J. McCarthy. But you also see J.J. McCarthy asked to do about one-fifth of what Drake May was asked to do, both from a protection standpoint, from a playmaking standpoint, from a throwing versus running standpoint, from a everything standpoint, right? So what you don't know is, can he in the NFL? We know he can win a game if he has to throw 18 times a game, and if it's 75 and sunny, and you throw a bunch of flat routes and a bunch of arrow routes and a bunch of square routes, and you know, like, he can manage all that, and the defense is good, and the offensive line is good. And like I said, 75 and sunny. I don't mean weather, but, you know, everything's nice and perfect. But can he win a game in which he's got to throw the ball 30 times a game? I don't know if he can.
Yeah.
I think Drake May can. I think Jaden Daniels can. I think Caleb Williams can. I don't know if J.J. McCarthy can.
And I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I was saying this earlier, Chris, when it comes to the evaluation and how difficult – first of all, we know how difficult it is to project these guys.
Yeah.
But in the case of J.J. McCarthy, I think his evaluation is a lot more difficult because we haven't really seen him, as you mentioned, in these pressure cooker situations. One of the best offensive lines in college football, one of the best defenses in college football. Roman Wilson, one of the better receivers in college football. He had the best running back duo. Because I haven't seen what J.J. McCarthy looks like when his back's against the wall, I'd be petrified to go out and, let's call it what it is, put my job on the line drafting this kid. I don't know if you caught what I said earlier, and maybe I'm giving us a little preview into Winbag Wednesday. Whoever the Washington Commanders choose to take with that number two overall pick, the job security of this new regime, spearheaded by Adam Peters and company, should be tied directly to the success of that quarterback.
Yeah. And listen, if whoever they pick, J.J., Drake May, Caleb Williams, you know, if they trade up for Caleb Williams, if they take Jaden Daniels, whoever they take, whatever they do, I mean, it's just natural to say, yes, of course, it is most tied. It's not only tied, but it's mostly tied. Because, I mean, if you say, well, it's only tied, well, then you say, well, the organization that Adam Peters just came from made a terrible mistake for Trey Lance, and they were good enough elsewhere to make up for it and then some. But that's not the way it is in every other organization.
Right.
So in all likelihood, yes, whoever they pick and whatever they decide to do is tied most likely to that, especially if it's a quarterback, especially if it's kind of a, you know, a controversial pick, which is to go back to J.J. McCarthy. Like, I would say, like people would have preferences, Drake May or Jaden Daniels, right? People would be perplexed, but I think excited and hopeful and optimistic if they traded up and did what you wanted them to do and go for Caleb Williams and to control the draft. But I think people would be really, really bummed out, really nervous, really antsy. And, hey, man, it better work. Or there'll be that group of people that say, not what I would do. I don't love it. But, man, I trust Adam Peters. He's got to know more than I know. And he's got to know more than the rest of these dummies know. So here's my thing. I started talking about this, I think, with you, or maybe it was Doc. I can't remember. When we first got wind, it was with Doc last Tuesday. And I think we touched on it, you and I, last Wednesday when we last worked together, that they were going to have dinner with J.J. McCarthy last Thursday night in advance of his pro day at Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
And I said, that's something significant to me because, and I even asked, hey, man, what would you do if they took him at number two? What would the reaction be? You know, and people were not going to be thrilled about that, but they don't get that dinner and they don't get that spot at the table if they're not seriously considering him. So this is not a surprise that Pelissero is reporting that.
Yeah. Chris, the one thing I would say to that, and I was about to get into it here, the back half of that John Allen discussion that I was having. What if this is the biggest smokescreen that we've seen in recent memory? Mm-hmm. What if the handsome devil himself, Adam Peters, is showing all of this interest in J.J. McCarthy to further drive this narrative that he's the guy you should come get? We saw what Minnesota did to acquire that extra pick. Do you think maybe we're in a scenario where Washington's trying to drive up the value of J.J. McCarthy in order for them to trade out of that pick? Because I continue to say, and you've been on the record saying it, I give you credit for being first on it. The best value pick in this draft, out of every position, I agree with you wholeheartedly, is Michael Penix Jr. So if you are Adam Peters in the Commanders, and you can come up with a draft scenario where not only do you trade back and get extra draft capital, you also get your quarterback in the future with Michael Penix, how could fans not be on board with that? I know people want them to stay put and take Jaden is the popular guy right now, is Jaden Daniels. But, man, I continue to say it. You put Michael Penix's tape from the last two seasons up against anybody in the country, and it's hard not to have your jaw drop.
Yeah, and listen, if they traded back, right, it's not like they would be trading back into the 20s, I don't think. So people are going to have to understand if that's what they do and if that's the master plan here or if that's the ideal master plan, then they're probably going to take Penix earlier than a lot of the so-called draft experts and pundits like and want them to. And I would also say to that, well, too bad. Tough luck. I mean, not every quarterback fits every offense and every scheme and whatever. Now, listen, do I think Michael Penix is a guy that ideally perfectly fits in Cliff Kingsbury's offense from a you know, from an athletic and a mobility standpoint? No, but I think he can move around still enough and manipulate the pocket enough where he can be a good fit. And I know this, and you know this, and we've talked about this. He's the most accurate and most anticipatory and on time and ball location expert savvy, whatever you want to call him, passer in this draft. Period. Over Caleb, over Drake May. Yep. Over Jaden Daniels, over J.J. McCarthy, period, period, period. That's it. In a nutshell, that's it. So if the Commanders were to, I don't know, trade back to, you know, what is it, 11 with the Vikings or whatever? Yeah, man. I mean, they might have to take Penix at number 11, which might be early, and they're going to get criticized for that. But you're going to get all these extra picks, and you're going to get your quarterback, you think, you hope, of the short-term future, what have you, and you work with him and you develop him, and I think he can be a pretty good fit from a throwing and an accuracy and a timing and an anticipation standpoint in Cliff's offense. Now, that being said, to your original question, and I'll make this as short as I can. Hell freaking yeah. They should be doing everything they can to drive up every ounce of interest and every bit of innuendo and rumor that they can. Think about what they've done, whether by design or whether just by happenstance in the last week, Linnell. Last week, Albert Breer goes on some stupid podcast and says, leader in the clubhouse is Jaden Daniels. Over the weekend, Jeremy Fowler goes on ESPN and says, no, 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 they're telling everybody they're not moving. They're staying at number two, and they're going to take Jaden Daniels or Drake May. So different report than necessarily they're taking Jaden Daniels, and he's the leader in the clubhouse. And then today, they've somehow, whether by design or not, maybe it's just by chatter, they've gotten it out from Pelissero that J.J. McCarthy is the guy, right? And then in the same interview, in the same TV segment, Mike Garofalo, who I love Mike. He's a really good dude, just A-plus dude. He goes, I continue to hear it's Jaden Daniels. So think about the circle of just chaos that they've either intentionally created by leaking enough things to enough people, or that somehow, some way, that the league, the community, has leaked for them. And it's this perfect, like circle of chaos where nobody knows what
the
hell.
That's the beautiful thing about all of this. Yeah.
And that creates what? That creates buzz, drama, and interest, and what? Exploratory phone calls.
Yep.
Just because I said no 2 weeks ago or at the combine doesn't mean I'll say no on draft night or the day before the draft.
Because as we know, the closer that we get to that opening night, those offers probably go up. They don't go down. They don't get less enticing for you. Teams are still picking up the phone after you said no because they want to give you more. And it's kind of what I've been trying to brace everyone for this offseason, Chris. Right. No matter if they stay put at two, no matter if they decided before Fields got traded that they wanted him, no matter which way they decided to go, I was always of the belief that just trust what they're going to do, because as Adam Peters says in every damn press conference, he's got the best interest of the organization first.
Yep. And he said what today? I saw John Keim had it. I'm trying to pull it up.
They're far away from making a decision.
Right. So out of all, let me ask you this. Because you and I think a lot alike or similar, not on everything, but similar. If you're going to believe any of these reports, any of this, are you more likely to believe what Adam Peters said, quoting on the record, we're far from our answer, then Pelissero, no offense, Garofalo, no offense, Albert Breer, no offense, or Jeremy Fowler, no offense? Because we don't know who these guys are talking to. Are they talking to the same guys that were so freaking convinced that Ben Johnson and his diapers were coming to be the head coach here? Are we so freaking convinced that they're talking to those same people?
It's a fascinating discussion to have, Chris. I'm joined right now by Chris Russell, the host of the Chris Russell Show, weekdays 1 to 4, over on the Team 980. Chris, I said this earlier. I don't know if you caught this. I think I said it with you last week when we did Win Back Wednesday.
By the way, we're doing. You saw this. We're doing 2 days.
Oh, I see. 2 days this week. 2 days next week.
1 to 4 on the Team 980. I mean, it's the people's show, man. And let me tell you, the people are responding in ways that I can't talk about on the radio. But the people, they're damn responding. You got The Rock, who's the people's champion, who's going to WrestleMania, baby.
WrestleMania.
And we are the people's show.
We are, baby.
We are going to take out every other radio show and every other radio host systematically. We are going to hunt and destroy and chop them down at their damn knees.
There we go. Wow. You know, I'm already fired up. I'm about an hour left to go here. You're getting me recharged again. Chris, I wanted to ask you this, and as I mentioned, I said it last week with you. To me, one move that they've made this offseason, to me, serves as a real big precursor as to what they're not going to do in April with that number 2 overall pick. You do not bring in Marcus Mariota to be your bridge quarterback if you're going to take a J.J. McCarthy or a Drake May, who universally out there, everyone continues to say they would be best served sitting and waiting for a little bit before they actually hit the field. If that is Washington's choice to go with May or McCarthy as their guy, and they plan on rolling out Marcus Mariota week 1 against whoever the hell they take on, I'm going to be insufferable. Because guess what, Rooster? As we know, all you had to do was pony up $2 million more for Gardner Minshew. All you had to do was pony up $2 million for Jacoby Brissett, who you have the ultimate familiarity with. You can't tell me. I don't know why they signed Marcus Mariota, Chris.
Yeah, I get ticked off. Here's how I look at it. I think there would still be frustration and people that would be worried that they spent the number two overall pick on fill in the blank and that dude's not ready, no matter who the backup or the co-quarterback or the starter or whatever the plan would be. But me, personally, it sounds like, I mean, I know you and I agree on the whole Marcus Mariota thing. We're not big Marcus Mariota fans. I did not like the signing at all. I think because we are more anti-Marcus Mariota, it makes it a harder pill to swallow.
Yeah.
I think if it was Gardner Minshew, I think if it was Jacoby Brissett, I think if it was
Tyrod Taylor, I would take. I mean,
yeah. Although I don't think anybody would be
Jameis
clamoring.
Winston.
Yeah, I don't. Jameis, maybe people would be okay with. I don't know if anybody would be clamoring for Tyrod Taylor, or say if they swung a deal for a sixth round conditional pick for Justin Fields, right? People would be clamoring for Justin Fields to start. Hey, let the rookie go. Let's see what we got in Justin, so on and so forth, right? So I think the problem was twofold. One, the guy that they picked is a guy who, quite honestly, he's been okay as a former number two overall pick, but he's never been what he was supposed to be. And then the real problem, I think, at least for me, and maybe others, I shouldn't say for me.
The big problem for me, I'll say it, is how he conducted himself in 2022 with Atlanta.
That irked me. Now he denies that. He denies.
Chris, you can deny it all you want. Let's just look at it for what it is. 4 games left in the season, you get benched. They were in the midst of a playoff run, Chris.
I got you.
Let's just say Desmond Ridder gets hurt and they need Marcus Mariota for a win or go home situation. He decided to take his ball and go home and get surgery.
Yeah, listen, he did not handle that well. Now, the only thing that I would have to say is Brian Johnson was with him all last year in Philadelphia. He didn't play a lot. I think he had
one game,
25 snaps or whatever it was.
Played in the finale. That was it.
Right. I mean, you know, but he was around him in the meeting room, in the film room, in the building, on the sideline, in the, you know, on the headsets, what have you. So you have to hope, right, that they know a different Marcus Mariota than the now public perception is. So I'm worried about that. I'm concerned about that. But here's my thing. It's not just based on that. It's based on a complete lack of consistent production from Marcus Mariota. I mean, there are times where Marcus Mariota looks like, hey, man, the real deal. Like a couple of years ago in Oakland, or maybe it was their first year in Vegas. Like, this is the guy that, you know, that was the number two pick. He can move. He can throw on the run. He's accurate. He's got a pretty good arm. He's smart. He's this. He's hardworking, all of that stuff. And then you watch him for a couple of games, right? And it's like, okay, I like that. I like sort of that, but there was a lot that I didn't like here, right? And that's, to me, the synopsis of Marcus Mariota through his career. There's some things to like. There's some things to like. But what do I keep saying, right? You say your mantra is we're at the mercy of the evaluator. My mantra is every player that walks in the door of any NFL building, it is about one word, the C word, consistency. Guys can be great for one game, one quarter, one stretch, one, you know, 3 games, whatever it might be. Can you be great or good or very good for 10 games, 12 games, 13 games, 14 games? Can you do it over 400 passing attempts, 450 passing attempts, 500 passing attempts? See, that's what I don't need somebody who's just a little sizzle and a lightning in the bottle if you're going to plan on them playing either a big role as the starter or as somebody who is one step away from, you know, a fragile number two overall pick. And fragile could mean injury prone, i.e. Jaden Daniels and his light frame or his thin frame, or it could be Drake May, who a lot of people, and sounds like certainly yourself included, and I think he needs development time, and I think ideally if you take Drake May, you'd like to not start him until, I don't know, midway through the season. Exactly. Well, if your plan is Marcus Mariota, man, you better know something that we don't, the rest of us don't know.
Exactly.
You better know something we don't know. Or you're telling me, you know what? We don't mind if we go 2-6.
And I get at a loss for words. Because if that's the mentality, and I seriously doubt it is, then boy, do we have bigger problems than we thought. That's Chris Russell, ladies and gentlemen. Appreciate you giving me some time, Rooster. We'll do it again on Wednesday, my man. Double trouble this week on the Team 980.
Are we going to be able to control you? Wednesday afternoon on 980, then you hop over to the big stick here on the fan at 6:30. For a double shot of windbag, I won't be with you on Wednesday night, but, I mean, it'll be you all the time. Yeah. And then on Thursday, I mean, you're doing three shows in the span of 27 hours. Do you realize how big this is? And you were big-time national this weekend, and you were up in New York City. You got an agent. You got a social media specialist. I mean, you are big time.
You are.
BTP truly does stand for big-time player.
The Rooster said it, not me. It's Chris Russell, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate you giving me some time, man. We'll do it again soon.
I'll see you, pal.
That is Chris Russell, one of the absolute best. Love talking ball with him, as I mentioned. Make sure you check out the hottest ticket in town over on the Team 980, the Chris Russell Show. Weekdays 1 to 4, him and Matty Ice. Myself and Rick Doc Walker occasionally as well, giving you the goods over on the Team 980. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to switch gears here major. We're going to take a huge pivot. The biggest story in sports, unfortunately, does not reside here in Washington, D.C. Shohei Ohtani, the most electrifying player in Major League Baseball, responded today to the big story that came out over the last week. $4.5 million stolen from him. Shohei responded earlier. We'll let you hear from him next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.